Sinibingelele nonke enilalele namhlanje indawo ngeindawo lani khona ngiyanibingelela ngokukhethekile.
I would like to greet each and every one of you there where you are.
Empeleni kuleli sonto lokuqala baphumile isebenzi zoshumela emagantsheni.
Now this is the first Sunday again after an interval where the co-workers have gone out to the different branches to visit them to preach.
Banenhlanhla enkulu ukuthi namhlanje kuvuleleke bekwazi ukuthi kuthathwe inkonzo kubona.
So they are very privileged and very happy that they can be visited again, that they can congregate there where they are.
Empeleni maningi amagantsha kusafalela hanjelwe.
Now in fact there are many branches that still have to be visited.
Selokhu nje kwasukela ngo 1951 eqala umfundisi Stekeni ukushumayela kuze kufike imvuselelo ayi maningi ngenye indlela.
And from 1951 when Reverend Stegen started preaching, and then later when the revival began, and since that time many branches have been established.
Kusho ukuthi ke amanye size sihluleke ukuwaqeda ngendlela ande ngayo.
And there are so many branches that it's impossible for one to go and visit each and every one of those branches individually.
Ngoba phakathi eSwazini uqobo khona bafisa futhi ukuthi ungakhiwa indlu yokukhonzela phakathi impela eSwazini seba ningi becelile ukuthi ayakhiwe futhi indlu yenkonzo.
Even in Swaziland there are many that have requested, can we please open a branch there as well?
Kusho ukuthi ke kungeyona kuphele kwabaseSwazini, nabanye ngokunjalo balo becelile ukuthi hawu nathi sungulani la indlu yokukhonzela.
Not only in Swaziland, many other places where they've requested and said, please come to our area and open a branch here.
Ngendlela ke kumatasantasa ngayo sambona uNkulunkulu futhi esebenza ngendlela ezehlukene.
And the way that it's so busy, we see God busy at work.
Ushuthi uNkulunkulu usasebenza namanje.
So God is still at work even now, even today.
Ngendlela angelulu ukuyichaza.
And it's not even easy to describe and explain how God is working.
Mhlambe ngendlela futhi ungayikholelwe yiyo.
And maybe if one would explain it to you, it would be difficult for you to grasp and even believe it.
Kakhulukazi ngisho naphesheya bathinta cela imkhuleko bebone kwenzeki imanga nalapho futhi sibona uNkulunkulu esebenza.
Overseas they've been asking for us to pray for them, to intercede on different issues, and we see God answering and working there and even here in our own country.
Kakhulu neinsizwa zomphakathi ezifisa nazo ukufika la zibona sezuye kugwayi notshwala ngokukhulekwa nje zingafikanga ngisho la ekhaya.
And many of those who are from the concerned community or those that have been in drug addiction, many of them are requesting to come here, and some are prayed for even there where they are because they can't come, and the Lord helps them to stop with their addiction, to break with that addiction, smoking and drinking.
Okunye sikubonayo masihambele indawo ngeindawo sibona kakhulu uSathane ugxile kakhulu kotikolosha.
And when we visit various places, we see that Satan is really hard at work with evil spirits called by the Togolosh.
Utogoloshe mawu muntu wesifazane ujike ube indoda ulale nawe.
If you're a woman, then that Togolosh will make you to be a man and come and sleep with you.
Noma ushadile.
Even if you're married.
Ufika kuwena umuntu wesifazane ulale nawe.
He'll come to you as a woman and sleep with you.
Kukhulekwe khona lapho ukuthi uSathane utikoloshe ngakufici ngalondlela kaSathane khona lapho usezoguquka abe umuntu wesifazane alale nawe umuntu wesifazane.
And then he can even change into a woman and sleep with you as a woman.
Khona lapho kukhulekelele lezo zinto ezinjengalezo ukuthi inqobeke leli demon leli.
So pray that the Lord would overcome that evil spirit where he is at work.
Kakhulukazi insizwa noma intombi kufike futhi ngalondlela ezahlukene.
And even to young men and young women, he comes in various forms and shapes.
Okufanele umuntu avume izono zakhe ngokujula okukhulu ukuze umuntu abe insizwa nsi abe intombi into ngoba lento imlala ngempela njengomuntu ophilayo.
And if you want to be delivered from that and be a pure young man and a pure young woman, then you need to go deep and confess your sin and really go deep and get it out by the roots. Otherwise, this spirit will come to you in the embodiment of a person and defile you like that.
Yikho kudaleka ukuthi abantu be divorce and befake indaba esehlukaniso lezo zinto ezinjengalezo.
And such kinds of evil spirits even bring about divorces. When you see people all of a sudden getting divorced, sometimes that may be the root cause.
Kuhle kabi ukuthi intombazane imbikele unina ithi ma khona into esiyenzeka kimi bese uma waye ethi cha lento mntanami hambe uyevezela umvumisi wakho noma insizwa.
And it's good if you as a young girl or as a young man experience anything of that kind, that you walk in the light even with your mother. Go to your mother, your father and say, this is what's happening to me. And then they will encourage you to go to a counselor to be prayed for.
Ngiyangula nje ngoba khona izingane ngengicile ngithi ngcike ukhona.
Now I'm just really skimming the surface because there are many young people listening. I don't want to delve into detail.
Abanga iyafika insizwa wena ntombi awuyona intombi to. Kuyanakala ke lapho. Ziyanakala ke izinto lapho.
Now just think of that. If a man comes to you as a girl and then you're no longer a virgin, how things just go wrong and are spoilt.
Bengilufisa kakhulu lolu suku engathi lungake lenzeke ngibe la phambi kwenu.
Now I longed for this day where I could stand before you.
Empeleni uma kube.
Actually, indeed, if
akufanele wena ukuthi indoda yakho ibisiba umvumisi wakho.
Your husband should not be your counselor.
Now wena ndoda akufanele inkosikazi yakho ubuso uhambe uvumise nonkosikazi wakho.
And you as a husband, don't make your wife to be your counselor and go and confess your sin to her.
Ngikuthathela kumholi wala ekhaya wakwasitshela lokho.
And I learned that from our leader, the director of the mission. He taught us that.
Umfundisi o director we mission, Reverend Stegen.
The director of the mission, Reverend Stegen.
Maninga maphutha abantu abawenzayo ukuthi umuntu ajika yovuma izono zakhe endodeni yakhe nenkosikazi yovuma izono zayo endodeni yayo.
Many err in that way by going and confessing their sin, the wife to the husband, or the husband to the wife.
Nengane qobolwayo ihambe yovuma izono kubaba wayo noma kuma wayo akusile neze lento futhi.
And even if a child goes and confesses their sin to their father or to their mother, that's not the appropriate way to do it.
Ake ngilinganiseke.
Let me compare it like this.
Uma uhlatshwe ivala.
If you have got a thorn in your hand,
sefuna uma wakho ukukhipha noma ubaba wakho.
And you come to your father or your mother to take it out.
Kuzoba buhlungu.
Now, they will feel sorry for you.
Ubosuthe usuyamnyeka.
And they will feel so sorry for you that they just leave it.
Ngoba manje uyakhala uthi ma kubuhlungu baba kubuhlungu.
Because while you're busy taking that thorn out, they're crying and they say, oh, it's so sore, it's so painful.
No baba wakho nesihlobo sakho uma uvuma kusona futhi kuzoba buhlungu bese siyamzwela.
And so if you go to your father or some other close relative and you do that, they will feel so sorry for you.
Kanti wena uzosebenza umsebenzi onjengokadokotela.
But if you go to somebody else, then that person will do the work of a doctor.
Noma ngabe ukhala kangakanani uyalikhipha izinyo, uzozwa uzovela azi ukuthi ufuna ukukusisa alikhiphe liphume.
If somebody has to pull your tooth, for example, no matter if you cry or if you scream, they'll take that tooth out because they know it's good for you.
Noma ngabe kusiza ngokomoya umlungisisi wakho uzokusizela ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi ukwazi uhamba uqonde ngoba manje suthi uma unyathela usungasahambi kahle suhamba uchugachuga ngokomoya.
And spiritually speaking, the same. That counselor will help you and correct you that you can walk in an upright manner and not be limping along spiritually.
Abanye abantu bafuna ukwenza lezi zinto ezenziwa abalimi.
Some people don't want to do that which farmers do.
Uhlunga isihlahla.
To prune the tree.
Ufuna sithele kakhulu njengamagrapes.
Or you prune the vine and you prune it right down because you want it to bear fruit.
Noma isihlahla sivuza kangakanani umlungisisi wakho noma ngakubona ukhali ngembezi uyazi ukuthi uyakusiza.
And so if that tree is being pruned, which is you, and it even is bleeding, so to say, that counselor continues because they want to help you.
Noma ngabe leso sloda sithinga ufuka usawuti funa ukufaka upelepele kodwa uqonde ukukusiza ngokomoya.
And if on that wound they've got to put salt on it and rub salt into the wound that burns, they do it because they want to help you.
Kodwa mangabe wena uya kulo mlungisisi lo.
But if you go to that particular counselor,
obuya kupolisha athi hawu angakusizi ngokufeleleyo ingakho ungakhuli ngokomoya.
And if that person feels sorry for you and they just blow on the wound and they really want to make it feel easy and soft for you, that's why you don't get helped.
Ingakho ke usivivi ingakho indlela ophila ngayo unje ngokomoya.
And that is why perhaps you are lukewarm. And that's perhaps why you are living as you do.
Noma umuntu ethi uyakusiza sugijima uya kumkakho. Sizothi hey kade sibanibane ngisolid, sibanibane kade ngisolid, awukhona lapho senikhala kanye naye futhi.
And then if somebody tries to correct you, then you run off to your dear wife and you say, oh, this person reprimanded me or scolded me like this. And then you comfort one another. You'll never grow spiritually if that's the case. You'll remain stunted in your growth as you
are.
You know, we grew up being disciplined and sometimes getting the rod. And you see the difference with children that haven't grown up like that. When you try and correct them, they just backchat you and they just deny what you're saying to them.
Uzuyitshela uthi hayi bo ngimdala ngikhuluma iqiniso lekho ngushoyo kuyiqiniso.
Eventually you have to say to them, look, I wasn't born yesterday, speak the truth as it is.
Umuntu ayitshela ukuthi hayi ngifundile kunaye. Mina ngifundile kunaye ngiyakuleso sihloko esinjalo.
And then a person says, you know what? I'm more educated than this person who's trying to correct me. I've got a higher qualification than that person.
And
I had a service for some people and read the verse where it says, honor your father and your mother and said you must honor your mother when they grow old.
Hlonipha ubaba wakho owakuzalayo.
Honor and respect your father who gave you birth.
Abanye abantu bababa bamthatha njengengane encuncuncuncu.
Some people treat their dad, their father, as if he's just a little child.
Uzodabuka ukuthi hey bilo wami ubaba bengeke ngimphathe kanje.
And then you feel sorry for my, I would have never treated my father like that.
And bathi mama wakhe semdala mhloniphe.
And when your mother grows old, you need to honor her.
Izaka zisho njalo zithi hlonipha noma ngabe usemdala noma ngabe futhi hlonipha noma ubaba wakho owakuzalayo.
And that's what we read in the Bible, that you need to honor your mother in her old age and your father as well.
Abanye namhlanje uyini uma ngoba mina senginhlakaniphile.
And now some today, they say, what is my mother? What does she know after all? I'm so clever and educated.
Mina ngathi lapho uma wami sehanjelwe ubaba seshonile ubaba enhlizweni yami.
In my heart, I said to myself, when my father passed away, and in other words, my mother's husband passed away,
ngathi oh Nkulunkulu ngisize ukuthi uma wami ngimhloniphe angasho ukuthi usukwendla lokhu ngoba uyihlo sengasekho sangihloniphi ngoba uyihlo esengasekho.
And I prayed in my heart and I said, Lord, help me to show my mother respect, that she won't notice any difference or any lowering in respect since my father has passed away.
Ngajabula-ke uma waze wahamba emhlabeni akaze alikhiphe igama lokuthi awusangihloniphi ngenxa yokuthi ubaba wakho akasekho.
And I'm so grateful that until the day my mother was also taken by the Lord, she never ever had to say, you don't show me respect any longer because your father is no longer here.
Qalani phansi-ke nina abantu abasha ukuhlonipha. Siyazi thina ukuthi noma kungeyena ubaba wami, ngithi ubaba. Thina nina abamhlophe akokubi futhi, nithi omalume nje, noma ubani, nithi umalume masedimdala, nani isiko leni lelo. Kodwa uqale phansi uma ungakwazi ukuhlonipha, awuhlonipheke, ubone khona iy'nsuku zakho ziyokwanda.
Now you young people, learn to show respect. Even if you've got to, so to say, learn it from scratch and start anew to show respect to your father. And even if it's somebody else at the age of your father, the Zulus would call anybody at the age of their father also their father. In Afrikaans we say oom. Some people in English say uncle. Whatever it is, that person at the age of your father, or they say sir to that person, respect that person. And I'm just saying that in passing by.
Uyena uNkulunkulu wasifuthi sikholwe isa kwabaseFirst 2 verse 8 lithi umusa uthi sindiswe uthi sikholwe kwisipho esivela kuNkulunkulu.
Now there you can go and read it later on, even if you don't turn there now, but in Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 we read that for by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing, it is the gift of God. Now, if you ask a young person, why are you a Christian? They may say, well, it's because my parents are Christians. Because my grandparents are Christians, that's why I'm also a Christian today.
And akuveli kithi ukuthi sibize ukuthi singabantwana baNkulunkulu singabazalwane isipho.
But it is not by our own doing that we are believers today, that we are Christians. It is the gift of God. It's not by our own doing, it's not by anything from us that today we find that we are saved, that we are believers. But that is the gift that comes from God.
Athu Jesu inkosi Jesu ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu lo walabo ongiphe bona ukuthi bebe ngabantwana baNkulunkulu.
And the Lord Jesus prayed and said, Father, I thank you for those whom you have given to me to be children of God.
Kwangithinta lokho ukuthi how kanti inkosi uJesu iuphiwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi laba bantu bekholwe.
That really touched me when I read that those were given by the Father to the Lord Jesus that they may believe.
Kanti ukuthi uNkulunkulu angikhiphe lapho dakeni lwezono. KwakuNkulunkulu futhi owenza lokho ukuthi nami ngibizwe ukuthi ngumntwana kaNkulunkulu, ngibizwe ukuthi ngikholwa uNkulunkulu wadala lokho.
That I was taken out of the mud and the mire of sin and brought into the kingdom of God. That was God who did that.
Isimanga lesi impela ungathatha inkonzo impela izinsuku ngezinsuku nje lokho ukhuluma ngalokho nje ukuthi kuyisipho esesinikwe uNkulunkulu ukuthi thina sibizwe ukuthi singabantwana baNkulunkulu.
You know, one could take a series of services on this topic that it is the gift of God that we are called the children of God.
Nawe ongakakholwa awucele uNkulunkulu ukuthi ngicela ukukholwa ulalela umsakazo lapho khona noma ulapho lapho khona ukuthi hawu uNkulunkulu ngicela ukukholwa.
And wherever you may be today, if you're not yet a believer, cry out to God and say, "Oh Lord, I want to become a believer too."
Ulingise laba bathu mfowethu uyabhema uyaphuza bese bebuya sebeyabonga bethi ha umfowethu akasaphuza abafowethu sebesizakela nansi nje insizwe ihleli lapha ibibonga lapha yonsizwe yomphakathi lathi ha ngiyabonga ibonga izolo umfowethu njengoba bokuthandaziwe nje thola ukuthi akasaseli bathu kusela ukuphuza akasaphuzi akasabhebi dumisa uNkulunkulu nje simanga leso.
Why don't you take after those who have come with their prayer requests and said, "Please intercede for my brother. They're drinking, they're smoking, that the Lord would work in my brother's life." And there's a young man from Sipso who's here who just came yesterday or so and said, "Thank you, because after you prayed for my brother, I've heard now he stopped with his drinking, he stopped with his smoking."
Lapho bayethi ngifisa ngathi ngijwayele ukusho la ngifisa ngathi ngathola enye ingane nje engabe umentshisi ikhanyisele ezinye ingane ngasho ngenhliziyo ngathi ngicela kube yimina Nkulunkulu.
And I've said before, at the age of 13, I heard where my mother said that she had prayed for her children, that the Lord would just give her one child that would be like the matchstick that would kindle the others, that they might turn to become children of the Lord. And then in my heart, when I heard that, I said, "Lord, may I be that one." And often Reverend Stegan said that children are not believers. And my mother knew me for not being a believer. Yes, she knew that I was a member of a particular church, but I hadn't yet repented. But God in heaven heard that prayer that I prayed secretly in my heart. And there where you are, you can pray that prayer in your heart and say, "Lord, I want to be saved too. I too want to be a child of God."
And
whether you're troubled by anger, irritability, stubbornness, grudges, whatever it may be, that you come to the Lord and say, "Lord, I too want to become a child of God. Please set me free from these." Let us pray.
Oh
God, we bow to you. You, oh God, are great.
And
Lord, as we bow our heads with our eyes closed, by that we show how we adore your greatness. You are seated on your heavenly throne.
Uphethe izulu nomhlaba.
And heaven and earth is ruled by you.
Uphethe abazalwane abakholwane abangakholwa.
You rule everyone on the face of the earth, believers and unbelievers.
Sikumemake Nkosi ukuthi ube phakathi kwethu.
And we invite you, Lord, to be in our midst.
Khulume nathi.
That you would speak to us.
Khazimlise igama lakho.
That your name, Lord, may be glorified.
Yenziwe intando yakho emhlabeni nje uyenziwa ezulwini.
That your will may be done on earth as it is done in heaven.
Ngcwelise igama lakho.
Lord, sanctify your name.
Amen.
Amen.
Zofunda la izwi elake lafundwa la ngonyaka ka 2005.
I'll read a word here that was also read in 2005.
Zazunyana enyongeni yesikhombisa lafunda umfundisi Stegen.
It was read in the ninth month, that is September, by Reverend Stegen.
July.
In July.
Elizwi leli lingithintile mangilifunda ngoba kwakade kwenzeke nje isigemegeme senyaka ka-2000.
This really touched me because in the year 2000 there was really an event, and there was turmoil that had taken place.
Manje wasifundela ke eversity esahluko Isaiah esahluko samashumi amathathu.
And he read to us from Isaiah chapter 30.
Avesela nje amavesi kusukela evesini lokuqala kuze kufike evesini lesihlanu.
We read from verse 1 to 5.
Lifundeka kanje ke lona lithi wo kubantwana abahlubukileyo usho uJehova abenza izeluleko kungezikize nezami nokho abenze isivumelwano kungeso somoya wami kodwa ukuze bengenze isono esonweni.
Ah, stubborn children, declares the Lord, who carry out a plan, but not mine, who make an alliance, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin.
Lana kuvesi lokuqala lithi lona lapho lithi wo kubantwana abahlubukileyo.
Here in verse 30 it says, oh, stubborn children.
Abahamba ukuba behlele eGibhithe abangecelanga emlonyeni wami abaziqinise emandleni kaFaro babephele emthunzini waseGibhithe ngalokho amandla kaFaro ayakuba ngamahloni kini ukuphephela kwenu emthunzini waseGibhithe kube ngokudumala kini.
Verse 2. Who set out to go down to Egypt without asking for my direction, to take refuge in the protection of Pharaoh and to seek shelter in the shadow of Egypt.
Verse 4, ngokuba noma izikhulu zakhe zasesawani zazithunywa zakhe izifinyelele eHanesi, bonke baya kuba namahloni ngabantu abangakusizanga abangasinasizakalo nangenzuzo kepha engenamahloni nehlazo kuphela.
Therefore shall the protection of Pharaoh turn to your shame, and the shelter in the shadow of Egypt your humiliation. For though his officials are at Zoan, and his envoys reach Hanes, everyone comes to shame through a people that cannot profit them, that brings neither help nor profit, but shame and disgrace.
Kwangathi leli izwi silifundile lingabo umphako uletshise ukuthi uNkulunkulu akhulume nawe njengoba nathi la saletshisa ngalomnyaka.
Oh, may this word be food to you, that you may chew the cud and reflect upon it as we did when it was read to us in those years.
Ngoba sasifana nabantu nami ngaleso sikhathi ukuthi nanapha ethu Jesu khona ozongikhaphela phakathi kwenu ilo nalo ethi ngabe yimi inkosi.
Because I was like those disciples when the Lord said, one of you shall betray me. Each one then asked, but Lord, is it I?
Nathi sasifana nalabo ukuthi uNkulunkulu kwangathi nathi phakathi kwethu kakhulu mina ngathi uNkulunkulu ngisize ngingabalela kulabo abahlubukayo abasishiyayo.
Each one asked that question, and I personally prayed in my heart and I said, "Oh Lord, may I not be counted amongst those who turn their backs on you."
Nawe ke lapho khona ebandleni lakho okhonza kulona, nawe kwangathi ungayibalela ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngisize ngingamhlubuki uNkulunkulu wami ensukwini zokugcina.
And in whichever congregation or church you find yourself, pray this prayer and say, "Lord, may I not forsake you in my old age."
Kakhulu ensukwini zokugcina ngakhona ukuthi uNkulunkulu umhlubuke. Thinteke ingqondo siyamhlubuka uNkulunkulu. Noma ungathintekanga ingqondo ngesimo esikhona siyamhlubuka uNkulunkulu.
Because the danger increases in your old age towards the end of your life, where maybe your mind is affected, or even if your mind is not affected, in some other way, you then turn aside from the way of the Lord.
Nawe usenkonzweni, ngicela uNkulunkulu, umnxusa uNkulunkulu ukuthi ungabalelwa kulabo noma kulabo abazomhlubuka futhi uNkulunkulu.
And pray in whichever congregation you find yourself that you say, "Lord, may I not be numbered amongst those who forsake you."
Angathi uNkulunkulu lingagxila aligxilise lelizwi enhlizweni zethu.
Oh, may the Lord make this word to penetrate deep into our hearts.
Sizofunda ke elinkonzo ekuyona eyingqikithi ebengifisa ukukhuluma ngayo.
And we'll read the service, which is the crux of the matter that I'd like to speak about.
NgokwaMalaki isahluko esesine.
Or the passage that is in Malachi chapter 4.
Ngwathi ngokwaMalaki isahluko esesine soqala evesini lokuqala.
Malachi 4 from verse 1.
Malachi sahluko sesine ivesi lokuqala. Mangilizwe izilakho lengimisa Nkosi. Theta nami ngomo ya
moya wako
usifezizo dozam. Ayike esiqale ke silfunde ke isihloko la seBhayibheli lami lalithi usuku luka Jehova.
Let's read then from Malachi chapter 4, and the heading here says the great day of the Lord.
Kuyafana ke nangesiNgisi lana lithi the great day of the Lord. Lana ke lithi ke vesini lokuqala ngokubabheka luYesu suku luvutha njengeziko bonke abaziqhinyayo nabo bonke abenza ukubi baya kuba ngamabibi liyakubashisa lolo suku oluzayo usho Jehova Sebaothi. Lungabashiyeli impande nakantsha.
For behold, the day is coming, burning like an oven, when all the arrogant and all evildoers will be stubble. The day that is coming shall set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. It says here, there is a great day that is coming.
Kodwa lana ngesiNgisi lona likubeka ngokuthi u-oven yabona abaneyitofu khona lokho kuthi u-oven okufakwa khona noma inyama noma kwenzani ku-oven ufake yonke into efaka khona. Thina lana ngesiNgisi ngesiZulu sithi thina iziko.
Now in English it uses the word oven, burning like an oven, and perhaps you may think of your stove, your oven, where you put in meat, whatever. In the Zulu translation, it uses the word fireplace, iziko.
Uthatha inkuni encane besemva kwalokho usuthatha ilokhu ze einkulu nezibi busuyabasake phakathi nendawo ke lapho sekukholwa ukuthi sekubizwa ukuthi ke iziko.
You'll take brushwood and maybe small tinder, and then you'll kindle the fire, you'll add bigger pieces of wood, and that then becomes a fireplace.
Bese seniyahlala ke lapho niyotha ke kuleli ziko ongangukuthi mhlambe futhi ningaze nipheke nithathe idelfood nilibeke lapho thathe noma ibhotela elikhulu noma elincane seniyapheka ke seniyahla lokhu kudla ke kwenziwa njalo.
And then you sit around the fireplace, you warm yourself, perhaps you prepare food there, you'll put a stand there with three legs, and or a pot with three legs, you'll put it there, and you'll prepare food, and you all have a time together around that fire.
Nala ekhaya ungakathuthuki bekukhona amaziko bekhona bekubaswa ngale thathe inkuni zolanda emahlathini neingodo enkulu ziyofakwa lapha kubaswe baselwa amanzi kuphinde kubaselwe nokudla kwasekuseni okwangedina nokwantambama kubaswe kubaswe eziko.
Now before we developed here at the mission, we also had such an outside kitchen where we used firewood to make a fire and to cook the food on the fire in those three-legged pots. We used the wood for heating water and for cooking.
Bese lokho kudlake kuzoba mnandi ke kuphekwe ngamabhodi amakhulu noma amancane ngaleyo ndlela bese bonke ke bathokozeke ngaleso sikhathi abazodla ngaso.
And that food would be very well prepared. It would come out of those three-legged pots, delicious, and everyone would be able to enjoy that food.
Manje kunjalo kuNkulunkulu neNkosi Jesu usilinganisela ngezinto esiphila ngazo la emhlabeni.
And that's how God is. And the Lord Jesus, when he speaks to us, he uses a language and he uses illustrations that we can understand.
Ngoba manje mase silinganisela ngezinto ezile ezulwini ngeke siqonde.
Because if he would use heavenly examples, we would never understand it.
Manje kuhleke umuntu engakahamba emhlabeni njoba khanjwa kangaka nje kule sifo se COVID.
Now it would be good before you pass away from this world, as people are passing away in their numbers in these days because of COVID-19.
Ke sikhumbuzane singagcini nje ngokuthi kuhle umuntu aphenduka vuma izono. Ke sikhumbuzane ukuthi lukhona usuku phela oluzayo oluvutha njengeziko.
It's good that we remind one another. Not that we just say, yes, you need to confess your sin and so on, but that we remind one another that there is a particular day that is coming.
Lezi nsuku bekukhona abanye besinomfihlo lakhaya sithuna. Abantu sijabula indlela bebehambe ngayo kusithokozisa.
These days we had a funeral or funerals, and then at those funerals we could thank the Lord for the way in which those particular people passed into eternity.
Thina esingakahambi la emhlabeni esisekhona kuhle sikhumbuzane phela ukuthi lukhona usuku oluzayo oluvutha njengeziko.
And it's good that we who remain behind remind one another that there is a day that is coming that will burn like an oven.
Singakhohlwa ukuthi phela umncane umdala luyeza lolu suku oluzayo.
And don't forget, young or old, that day is coming for you.
Obizembe libekiwe ligawuthi umuntu omncane ligala umuntu omdala omkhulu.
Because the axe is laid at the roots of the tree and it chops down young and old.
Ungasho ukuthi hayi ukufa kwabantu abadala, nisho nabancane nakhona libekiwe izembe ukuthi nakhona ligawule futhi.
Now don't think it only happens to old people. No, the axe is laid at the root of young people as well. And young people are also chopped down.
Omunye kwemnye umndeni sithuke kabi sizwe eredweni ukuthi ubukhala kushindlu yasha baze baba umlothe ekhala nezingane zakhe akwazeki nanamhlanje ukuze ushe bengqonqe kuze bebe umlotha kwenzeke kanjani.
And we heard over the radio shocking news about a particular homestead where the house caught on fire and those that were inside were burnt to death, burnt to ashes. Until today, nobody knows how that fire started.
Awazi nawe noma uyohamba kanjani noma uyohamba ngengozi yemoto kuthiwa benimaningi emotweni nafa naphela nashayisana ingakho kufanele silukhumbule lolu suku oluzayo.
And we don't know how that day is going to come to us, whether in that manner or whether through a motor car accident where many die at that time instantly. We don't know in which way it will come.
Uma kusekubasiwe kulo haven lo.
Now
sisho ngolimi lanamhlanje sithi haven, haven. Mawso shisa ngekwazi nje ukufaka nje umunwe phakathi.
When that oven is heated up, that fireplace or that oven, you can't even put your finger in there.
Na kulo lelizi ngekwazi ukufaka ngisho isandla ngoba uzosha.
And even in this oven of which it's spoken here, you cannot put your hand in there, it will burn.
Kuleliziko ngeke uthathe ngisho ikhanda lakho ulifake phakathi noma umzimba wakho ukuthi ake ngizwe ukuthi kushisa kangakanani.
You can't poke your head in there. You can't say, well, let me just go in there and just feel the heat a little bit, how hot it is.
Ake sizwe ukuthi ke abayokusha kulo oven noma abayokusha kuleliziko haba njani.
Now let us hear what kind of people these are that will burn in this oven or that will burn in this fireplace.
Abaziqhenyayo.
The arrogant.
Sime lapho nje ke sithi abaziqhenyayo.
Let's just stop there, pause there for a moment.
Abaziqhenyayo ibona bokusha abaziqhenyayo.
The arrogant, they will burn on that day.
Sinjani bazalwane isifo isono sokuyiqhonya noma isifo sokuyiqhenya uyibona ukuthi uwutho uyiqhenya nje.
Oh brethren, how is that disease of arrogance and pride where you think you are something or somebody?
Ukuziqhenya nje uyibona ukuthi uwutho kanti awulutho.
Where you see yourself as somebody or something and in fact you are nothing. Especially when you get dressed in those clothes, how arrogant you can be.
And
then when you speak, maybe through your speech, your arrogance is displayed and portrayed. One person said to a girl who had grown up that she's got a beard here in her mouth.
Ngoba mayisikhuluma intombi mayisikhule kakhulu ingahlangananga noJesu isukube bengolimi lakhona kuthiwa iba nentshebe la emlonyeni.
Because if a girl has grown up and she becomes mature and she hasn't met with the Lord Jesus, then the way that she speaks, they say she's got a beard on her mouth.
Angakanani uma unkosikazi esenentshebe emlonyeni wakhe engasafuni ukulalela indoda sokuyiyona egijima phambili indoda iyona etshela inkosikazi ukuthi inkosikazi itshela indoda kumele izinto zibe nje. Isike nayo isinentshebe nami nganezezela.
And now I'm just adding on to that. How much more not a married woman when she takes the lead and when she commands her husband how things has to be and she prescribes to him, then she's also got a beard in her mouth.
Kanjani ke futhi nentombi sinentshebe nomfana senentshebe la ukuthi ube nentshebe sleven sinentshebe ngaphakathi la sidelela insizwa ngoba ibone ukuthi iwutho.
And a young girl and even a young boy where he now starts thinking, you know, I'm somebody, I've also got to say they've got a beard in their mouth.
Akeke benemoto enhle.
Oh, may let it just happen. That person gets a nice car.
Akebe nomuzi omuhle.
Let that person just get a nice house.
Ebe nenkomo ebe nemphuzi.
Let that person just have some cattle and some livestock.
Kunjani ukuyiqhenya?
Oh, what arrogance doesn't spring up there?
Unjani mina lapho no phakathi kwalokho ukuthi unjani mina akabusa mina phakathi kwalezo zinto njengalezo.
Oh, the ego that rises up, die ek vadar regeer, when a person thinks I'm somebody.
Unjani ayibusi lezo zinto empilweni zethu.
Now, aren't those things perhaps ruling in our lives?
Abanye ukuhamba umunye uma eseqhenya umbona ahambe ezebheke phansi ubona ukuthi yahla phela impigogo.
And some people, when they walk and they strut about, sometimes they look down, and the way, just the very way and the way they do it, you can see, ah, that's just the peacock.
Kwakwenzeka kwindawo silinde omunye umuntu ngeke ngimusho ngegama.
Now, it happened one day when we were waiting for somebody, whom I won't mention by name.
Ubaba wami wayesaphila.
My dad, my father was still alive.
Watch it, hey, God is lindile, says funuhamba manje.
And he said, my, we've been waiting for so long, we had wanted to leave already.
I said, get your house, I'll buka phela muhle.
And then I said, oh my, that person, they're still looking at themselves and, you know, just appreciating themselves because they're so beautiful.
Manje ngathi phela usayibuka baba manje usathi bayibuka ngala ethi mayibuka ngala ethi bayibuka ngala ayibona ukuthi hayi phela ayike ngimuhle.
We were waiting to leave to go somewhere and that person was getting ready and while they're busy getting ready I said no they've got to look at themselves first from all angles.
Hayi manje fika vele siyahefuzela hefuzela nokusho nje kancane nje ukuthi awu ngiyaxolisa sekunibambezele.
And then when that person came, the person breathed like that as if they're out of breath, but not one word of saying, I'm sorry that you had to wait for me. Now, the mirror is really troublesome. Now, who does it trouble so much? Who are the particular people that it troubles? Have you got the answer to that question? Women, ladies.
Hey, maseke ngabe nabe noma inonele impishane zoloku bukile ingabe yaduka zoloku bukile ingabe mhlambe unenwele lezi zakhe ezinde zoloku ina uyikhithiza uzithi.
And whether your hair is short, you've got to look at it to see that every hair is in its exact position where it should be. And you've got long hair, then you'll shake your head like that and you'll just, you know,
angiphathi mase kufanele akhulume zombona kancane usithi.
And sometimes when a person speaks, while they're busy speaking, then they flip their hair like that.
Undodakazi wami wathi abaningi bachithwa yilokho ku-interview mabe buza imibuzo.
And my daughter told me that many fail their job interview right there by doing that.
Lokho kwamandlela lobe ukuthi la engalweni.
And sometimes they've got something here around their wrist and then they'll shake it like that.
Ume buza imibuzo zokaqalekithi.
And when they ask the question, they first want to show the bangers they've got around their wrist. You know, our people, they've got short noses, most of them. And then they'll also attach hair extensions. And then when you ask them a question, then they'll first fling the hair around like the tail of a horse. And then they have to wait for the outcome of the interview. And then they don't get the job. They failed the interview.
Kutaza laba abavamse ukuthatha abantu la emsebenzini izinto njengalezo ziyahlupa ngoba lo muntu mase semsebenzini uzobuswa yilezo zinto njengalezo.
You know, and I'm also by that giving some hints to those who have to do job interviews that you can learn from that. Such kind of things are troublesome because afterwards, when you're in the job, those are the things that trouble you.
Ihlala phi ke ihlala nasenweleni ihlala ngisho egcobeni umlomo ihlala ngisho egcobeni inzipho lempigogo le.
Now this arrogance, sometimes it's situated in the hair, sometimes it's situated in your makeup and your lipstick, sometimes it's in the nail polish, different places where it's situated.
Lempigogo eyimani ngayibona masiphuma nesila sayo iyayibuka ngala ibuke ngala ibone impela ukuthi hayi phela ngelesi sila sami nangalezi impiko zami ngimuhle.
Just look at a peacock when it struts about and it's open its tail feathers like that and you can see how it's looking around How beautiful it is. It's admiring itself.
Kubike mangabe impigogo idla umuntu omntwana kaNkuluNkulu isibusa kumuntu omntwana kaNkuluNkulu.
Now it's terrible when that peacock and the spirit of that peacock rules in the life of a child of God.
Umuntu ohluleka la kubikelela nje athi sanibonani nisaphila iyahla le mpigogo ngoba uyibona ewutho.
Where a person cannot even greet you properly. They can't say good day sir or good day whoever because of that peacock in them.
Kanti bathi mangabe ufuna uba utho ehlela kulabantu abangelutho.
And if you want to become somebody and something, you've got to humble yourself to the place where you are nothing.
Besihamba nomunye omhlophe siphansi kwenye indawo.
We went with a certain white person right down in a valley somewhere.
Waye esihlahleni.
And he went to a tree.
Wamemeza omnye umama.
And he called a certain woman.
Wathi lo mama ngiyacela nami azodlula kimina kube ngithole isibusiso.
And she had said, when you come, please come past me because I want to receive a blessing.
Hey, ngabusiseka.
And I was so blessed.
Ngathi hey, wazo akwenze kwenziwe umfundisi Stegen.
And then I said, that person did what Reverend Stegen did.
Angimncenganga ngithe nje lo mama bathi uyamemeza la ngenhla uthi ucela ukuthi uzofika egcikini lakhe ukuze athole isibusiso.
I didn't say much. It was the woman, the lady who called out, the mother from a certain home, and she said, come pass by me, and I told that white man about it.
Wahamba akubanga namagama amaningi kumncenga uthi awusize awusize kodwa wathi wavele wakwenza ngenhliziyo emhlophe.
And then that person did it gladly, going to that place. We don't have to say it more than once. We just told him that's what that woman is calling for, and immediately responded.
And
I love it if in our midst there are those who take after Reverend Stephen.
Thina singelutho njengami njangilutho njengembongolo njengegwababa njoba ngimlaphakathi kwenu.
And that we follow in his footsteps and we who are nothing just like I'm absolutely nothing. I'm just like a donkey or even a crow that cries out.
Kodwa nilaleleni igwababa nilaleleni lembongolo emphambi kwenu ukuthi nakhe nginakho enhlizweni yami.
But listen to this crow that maybe crows or yeah or makes its noise, or maybe this donkey that's in front of you. Listen to what I've got in my heart.
Ngoba lokho sikusho ukuthi nani nikuthathe mani ngakuthathi nikuyeke.
That's why we say we offer this to you, but if you don't want it, well then leave it.
Ngoba lokho kubekekile enhlizweni yami ukuthi ngikwedlulise namhlanje osukweni la namhlanje. Ukuthatha ungakuthathi kukuwena.
This is what was laid in my heart to share with you this morning. It's up to you whether you take it or leave it.
Bese kuqhubeka lithi nabo bonke abenza okubi baya kuba ngamabibi. Uyakubashisa lolo suku oluzayo.
And then it says, and then all evil doers will be stubble, and that day that is coming shall set them ablaze.
Umuntu uyazazela ke yena phambi kaNkuluNkulu ukuthi ikuphi okubi akwenzayo okuyobushisa ngalolo suku.
Each and every one is aware in their own life what evil there is that may cause them to be set ablaze on that day. What is it that enslaves you to which you are in bondage? That when the Lord comes to fetch you, that he may perhaps find you still in that evil.
Uzohlukana nini nalezi zinto ezimbi ozenzayo kuthiwa ngalolo suku sezobe singamabibi amabibi lokho kuyihlahla.
Now when are you going to part from that evil then? Because it says on that day we will be like stubble.
Yazi makushisa umlilo kugawula amahlahla la atholakala amahlahla asomagawula ethathwa efakwa la emlilweni efakwa umlilo uvutha kakhulu. Manje kuwena ke lezi zono wena ozenza zingamabibi kuwena.
Because if you chop down trees and young trees and the branches, all of that, it just becomes dry, stubble. Throw it into the fire and you see how that fire will burn up. And that's what that sin is in your life.
And I asked
the person, how many times haven't you come back and confessed the very same sin?
Because
you are carrying on with that sin, and you take it as if heaven is far away. In the meantime, God sees you in what you are doing.
Nina enonayo senazi ukuthi kuyisono nibhekephi.
You who sin knowingly, deliberately, where are you headed to?
Ubhekephi, awuphendule wena nje ubhekephi. Yes, hokweni noma ezulwini ubhekephi.
Answer that question yourself. Tell me, are you headed for heaven or for hell?
Ubhekephi, noma ungabheka phansi mangishumayela, noma ungabheka phezulu, noma ungengibheke, kodwa ngisho nje ngithi ubhekephi.
Whether you look down when I preach at you or you look up, it doesn't matter, but where are you headed to?
Ushonaphi umuntu omusha ngalezi zizono ezikubusayo. Hlusha inyama iyavutha kuwe. Khulekela hosi khulekela, hamba yokhulekela ukuze usizakale. Izono ziyavutha kwena ungathi ubaselwe.
And where are you headed to, young person, with lust aflame in your life? Come for prayer that the Lord may deliver you and set you free from that.
Isimanga leso ukuthi ungayibiza ukuthi umntwana kaNkuluNkulu uma izono isavutha kanje kuwena zise umlilo ubhekephi umusa usaphila lempilo njengale ubhekephi.
How can you even call yourself a Christian if sin is still a burn in your life and a flame in your life? Where are you headed to when that's the case with you?
Hlanganile noJesu ngiyabuza. Usuhlanga wahlangana noJesu noma uhlanganele noJesu sindisiwe noma cha.
Tell me now, have you met up with the Lord Jesus? Have you been saved or not?
Ubaba wami vele ngamphendula kabi, uma wami ngavela ngamphendula kabi, umfethu ngavela ngamphendula kabi. UJesu beselaphi? Bese khona enhlizweni noma akasekho?
When you answered your father or your mother or your brother or your sister in a bad way with a bad attitude, where was Jesus at that time? Was he no longer in your heart? What had happened to him?
Ubhekephi angitshele nje. Na uhleli lapho khona noma aphi lapho khona. Angitshele nje ukuthi ubhekephi.
Tell me, answer me, wherever you may be, where are you headed to?
Izulu kumele silithole sisela emhlabeni. Siphila impilo yasezulwini sisela emhlabeni.
We need to find and receive heaven whilst we yet in this world.
Uma mina ngisenobandlululo nomtso nomhlophe ngibhekephi.
If I still have racism in my heart towards a white or a black person, where am I headed to?
Uma ngisene apartheid naye ngisathi ngiyamzonda umhlophe ngibhekephi. Uma ngingakasindiswa kuloko ngibhekephi. Nawe mhlophe omhlophe uma ngabe nawe ungakasindiswa konsundu usakhona ubandlululo ubhekephi.
If you still have apartheid in your heart towards your black brother or your white brother, where are you headed to?
Siyalibona.
We see it.
Asizona ingane siyalibona.
We are not born yesterday, we're not infants.
Kunjengekokoloshe nje lifuthiwe lingafi lokuhamba ubona ukuthi alifile. Uya siyakubona mhlobo wami.
My friend, we see that because it's like a cockroach that is difficult to kill. You spread, but it still gets away somehow.
Nabantu bayasho.
And people say it as well.
Bathi bayakubona.
They say they see it.
Nabasebenza nawo bayakubona. Noma ngabe se office noma lapho bayakubona. Noma aphi lapho khona bayakubona.
And they notice it even there where you are in your office. They notice that racism.
Awuphendukeke bekubona ukuthi ushintshile.
Now repent from that they may see that you've changed.
Awuphenduke bekubona ukuthi usuguqukile usuyisidalwa esisha kulokho abakwazi ukukona akuphendukeke.
Now repent from that they may see you've become a new creation.
Unyathela nje uhamba nje
just as you walk along
nondindwa ke lo.
You can see That's a loose woman.
Yambona nje ukunyathela kwakhe udondindwa ke lo.
Just the way that she walks, her step, you can see that's a cheap woman.
Ekubuka nje yabona ukuthi leliso lalomfana alisile leliso leli lelokushela leliso leli.
And when the look in the eyes of a young man, when they look at a girl, you can see those aren't pure eyes. Those are eyes with flirtation.
Amanye amantombazana acishaze awe ngendlela ahamba ngayo ibuka abanibukana nabafana.
And some girls almost trip the way that they're looking aslant at the boys.
Akululu nisho ukukhona ukukhuluma ngomlomo kodwa ngendlela ambuka ngayo umfana uyashela naye ngendlela ambuka ngayo umfana.
Yes, maybe she doesn't feel free to go and chat him up and speak to him, but just the way that she looks, you can see that's a flirtatious look.
Ubhekephi?
Where are you headed to?
Zibuze ukuthi ubhekephi manje ungafika lolu suku oluvutha njengeziko wena ubhekephi na lusilindele bazalwane umfundisi ungemfundisi umzalwane ungemzalwane lusilindele lolu suku oluvutha njengeziko.
When that day comes burning like an oven, what's going to happen to you? And brother, sister, whether you're a believer or unbeliever, that day surely is coming.
Iloni iBhayibheli uMalaki usho njalo lencwadi kaMalaki ethi luyeza usuku oluvutha njengeziko abaziqhenyayo abenza okubi luzobashisa lungabasheli impande nagantsha ngeke sale lutho nje lama selifikile lolo suku.
The arrogant and the evil doers will be stubble. They'll be set ablaze by that day so that it'll leave them neither root nor branch.
Ake sizweke la kuvese lesibili.
Now let's hear here in verse 2.
Lithi kepha kinina enilesabayo igama lami kuyakuphumilanga nokulunga linokuphilisa emaphikweni alo niyakuliyakuphuma nitshekule njengamathole esibaya.
But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. You shall go out leaping like calves from the stall.
Tina esilesabayo igama lakhe.
We who fear his name.
Siyokutshekula njengethole lesibaya.
We will leap like calves released from the stall.
Nali iBhayibheli lisho lesingisi lisho lona inkonyane. Leyo inkonyane mase selikade linxela kunina selitshekula selisuthi liyagijima ligijime.
And that calf that has just drunk from its mother, it jumps about, it leaps around, showing its joy and its energy and strength.
Manje wena okwakho ukufakaza uyafakaza ngalolu bisi lasezulwini olutholayo usuno insuku inkozo uyatshekula yena ufakaza ngoJesu wakho noma ngempilo yakho bayibona yini.
Now through your life, is that what you are testifying about? Because you receive that heavenly milk daily, it ought to be visible and seen in your life, that we see that leaping of the calf in your life.
Abanga nje ukwesaba igama.
By just fearing his name.
Ukwesaba nje igama nje lokuthi mina ngingwaka Khumalo angikwazi kwenza into enje. Ngingwaka Mkhize angikwazi kuyenza into enje kungathiwani.
Where you fear and say, I'm from the Khumalo or the Mkhize family, how can I do something like this? What will be said of us?
Ngingwaka Justin angikwazi kuyenza into enje kungathiwani. Bona bamthini waka Justin ungathini.
And I'm from the Justin family. If I do something like this, what will be said of the Justin family? What will the Stegen family say if they find me speaking like this? Then a name is something like that. What will my father say when he'll find out that I've done something like
this?
Now, that's what a name means, that if what will the Combrink family say if it's found out that I'm from this family and I'm doing this?
UNkulunkulu usho njalo-ke la ukuthi kepha kinina elilesaba igama lami kuyakuphumilanga linokulunga emaphilweni emaphilise leyo leyo philisa leli gama lokuthi nje uyamesaba okwenza okubi.
And here, that is what the Lord says. He says, but for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness shall rise with healing in its wings. There'll be healing.
Ukwenza into ebi bengekhabazali sisodwa kungathiwani mase kutholakala ukuthi ngezonje.
And if I do something evil with my parents not there, and then it comes out, it's discovered, what will be said?
Thina kwakuthi masele kwamaphumulo behambile.
When we would remain behind at Mapumulo with my parents gone,
cha umfundisi,
with Reverend Steger not there,
asinike homework.
He would give us homework.
Salanike nizobuya ningitshela ukuthi uNkulunkulu sale wathini kunina.
He says, he would say, I'm giving you homework. I want you to hear from God what he's saying to you. And when I come back, I want you to tell me.
Sonke sizofuna ukwazi ukuthi simbuze uNkulunkulu ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngingipheke engizofike ngimtshele khona ukuthi nakho mina asale wakembulela khona.
And all of us would go and be before the Lord and say, Lord, please reveal something to me that when Reverend Stegan comes back, I'll be able to say, this is what the Lord has revealed to me. Now just think of that. We were young. And we were few. And this revival hadn't begun.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu asivazele sinodadewethu nami ngizukuya kuyena ukuthi wena usetheni kuwena uNkulunkulu nami ngizoyela nami ngoyifunela mina ngokwami ukuthi uNkulunkulu sehlale ukhulume wathini kimi kuze mfike ngimtshele.
And then I would go and my sister would go. I wouldn't go to her and ask of her what the Lord has shown her. I'd go on my own and be before the Lord and ask the Lord to speak to me and reveal himself to me.
Uma sengifika funeka nami ngiye ngokukhakhazela okukhulu kube ngazi ukuthi lokhu kuyikho noma kuyikhona.
And then one would go to Reverend Stegan, trembling and not sure now, is this really from God or not? And testing, going to test it.
Uma ngabe kungukuthi wena unamaphupho, fanele nembono, uyiveze njobe injalo ukuthi ebusuku uNkulunkulu ungivezele nanti iphupho. Ebusuku uNkulunkulu ungivezele nanku umbono khona lapho usuya ubhali uyahambisa ukuze kubonakale ukuthi kuyafezeka noma kufezeki.
And maybe you had a dream or maybe you had a vision and you meet it during the night and then you'd get up immediately and you'd write it down and then you go and share it so that it can be tested, is this from God or not, does it come to fulfillment or not.
Namhlanje ingane ziyasala ziyaganga zenza lokha nalokha 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 azikhumbula ukuthi kufanele mabefika abazali bebatshela ukuthi thina sele uNkulunkulu ukhulume nathi wathi.
Now children, when they remain behind, they get up to mischief, they naughty, they're not busy with the things of God so that they can share with their parents when their parents come back. This is what the Lord has shown me and revealed to me while you were gone.
Qhamuke nje usumtshela uma wakho, usumtshela ubaba wakho uthi awu baba, nanti izwi elibe khona enhlizweni yami. uNkulunkulu uhambile noma ningekho noma ngenkathi ngolala kungakalali ngithe ngiyavula eBhayibheli lingathola leliso.
Where you can share and say, this is what the Lord showed me while you were gone, or maybe before I went to bed, this is what the Lord showed me.
Yikuphi kwena okubusayo, iselfoni, ithombe engqono okuzona ezibusayo nje empilweni yakho ukuthi kwalalwa nje phansi kwengubo wena socishiwe wena ubuka ke ithombe engqono.
What rules in your life? Is it your cell phone? Is it pornography? Just as soon as you get the opportunity, you use your cell phone under the blankets and you look at those pornographic pictures.
Ah, ukubagcilazile abantu iselfoni.
Oh my, how the cell phone has enslaved people.
Why ethi lo mayenza ethi kobalula ukuthi umthole umuntu noma phi.
The inventor of the cell phone invented it for the purpose that you'd be able to contact somebody easily no matter where they were.
Kodwa namhlanje abantu bayangcolisa umqondo.
But today people are defiling their minds.
Ngiyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba angikwazi ukumbhalela umuntu ku cellphone.
I thank the Lord I can't even use the cell phone to send a message to anybody.
Angikwazi nokucinga nje la cell phone ukuthi ngicinge ukuthi ithombe engqono izilaphi.
I don't even know how to operate the phone to go and look for pornography on it.
Futhi angifuni nakwazi.
And I don't even want to know how it works.
Ngoba ngiyazi ukuthi alento isihlakave sibi kabi.
Because I know it's of the worst poison that exists.
Ngoba umuntu uthi akaneliswa ulokho eqhubekela nje qhubekela nje qhubekela udonsa imoya emibi.
Because when you start with it, you're never satisfied. You only want more. You want to get to worse and worse and worse things.
Ivumeleni ngikusho lokuthi udonswa imoya emibi ngoba le moya emibi yathandazelwa basho njalo bathi owayekwenza wathandaza ethandaza kwaSathane ukube lezi thombe zikwazi ukuthi zibahlupha abantu.
And let me say to you, you are drawn more into it by evil spirits, because those people that produce that material, they pray that Satan will work through his evil spirits and captivate people.
Akuvunyelwe eBhayibhelini ukubona umzimba womuntu omdala.
Here in the Bible, you were never allowed to see the body of an older person.
Kodwa namhlanje bayibangela amabhadi amabi nesiqalekiso ukubona umzimba womuntu omdala.
But today people just bring upon themselves evil and a curse by looking at the body of an older person.
Ingakho umuntu umthola nje enobuso obude umbone ukuthi lo muntu ugqilazekile.
And then you look at a person and you see they've got a long face and you can see that person is enslaved and in bondage.
Ubulawa yilento ugqilazekile. Kuyamkhathaza usuku nosuku ongangokuthi noma umuntu angathi akamela uyamkhumula.
And that thing troubles that person day and night. If anybody stands in front of that person, they just undress that person in an instant.
Awe namhlanje ke sebegqilazwe lamabhuluke lawa amancane abampintshayo. Awe ke manje ayabusa ke manje empilweni zabantu.
Oh, how the spirit is ruling now in the lives of people, where it's even aggravated by the kind of clothing people wear, these tight-fitting pants.
Awu ayabahlupa ngoba ngisho noma ngabo ubaba ingane ibuka yena ukuthi nobaba nawe uyaligqoka leli bhuluke elincane.
And you see, even young men, when they look at their fathers, they look at the example, they see even their fathers wear these tight-fitting trousers.
Lawo mabhuluka wa mabi ngoba vusa inkanuko kubantu besifazane.
Those pants or those trousers, they're evil because they arouse lust with women.
IBhayibheli kubeka ngokusobala ke la kulokhuze la ku isambulo sesibili lithi kufanele ukuthi umuntu athembeke kuze bese kufeni ukuze athole umqhele wokuphila.
And in Revelation 2, it says that we have to be faithful and endure till the end, that we may receive that crown.
So sizwa lokho ke makholwa bantwana baNkulunkulu sithembeke kuze kube sekufeni so thola umqhele wokuphila.
And brethren, we'll only be helped by that we are faithful unto death, and only then will we receive that crown.
Noma induku ngasinetha ngapha nangapha nangapha abantu noma bangathini kusidinga ukuthi sithembeke kuze bese kufeni.
And even though people's sticks rain down upon us from left and right, where they beat at us, but we've got to be faithful to God till the end, till death.
Noma bangathini ngaleli vangeli leNkosi yethu Jesu Kristu, kufanele thina sithembeke kuze kube sekufeni.
No matter what people may say about the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and smear it, but we need to be faithful to God till death.
Ntombi, makufanele wena ube yintombi, umphilele uNkulunkulu umphilele. Makufanele ube yinsizwe, ufuna ukuphilela uNkulunkulu umphilele. Ba umama noma umfelokazi umphilele uNkulunkulu.
And you, as a young man, as a young girl, you ought to live for God as a pure young man, as a pure young girl. And you fathers and mothers, you ought to be faithful. And even if you're older, you need to be faithful to God.
Bato mama, abayeni bethu sebashona.
Now some mothers or some women say, but our husbands have now died.
Kodwa manje uyafika ngephupho.
But now he comes to me in a dream.
Alale nami.
And sleeps with me.
Manje le moyo omubi ongihlupha kanje angazi ngizokwenza njani. Manje sengisaba ngisho ubusuku.
And says, I don't know what to do with that evil spirit. I'm even getting afraid of nighttime.
Iphumile imoya emibi ithe chithisaka.
Evil spirits have gone out and they have gone out to attack.
Ngisho nemoya le yesathanisi iphumile ithe saka tholokala abantu beyisika khona lapho bephuza igazi abanye bexhawula abantu bebafaka umoya kaSathane.
And Satanism is rife. Satan has gone out and these people have gone out in their numbers where they cut themselves and they suck that blood and they suck the blood of other people and when they shake hands to them with them they pass on those evil spirits to them.
Omunye mayifuna ukufaka umoya kaSathane ufika kubamba age kanje kanti uyakufaka khona umoya kaSathane.
Others, when they want to influence you or pass on that evil spirit to you of Satanism, they'll embrace you. And when they do that, they're passing on that spirit to you.
Omnya khawula kuthi kanti ngalesikhathi ekwenza kanje uyasho ukuthi ngena Sathane kuyena emva kwalokho ubona amademoni ekuhlupha wena.
And then some, when they shake hands with you, they do it in a particular way. And when they do it like that, they say, Satan, enter this person now. And after that, you find that that person is troubled by evil spirits.
Kodwa uma unoJesu ngaphakathi, unoJesu loNkulunkulu ngaphakathi ebuso elihlizweni lakho wenze kulutho.
But if you have Jesus, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, then nothing happens to you.
Kodwa uma ngabe wena wathethela lelulaka langena leli bhubesi leli naleli sele leli inkane lishinkane sokubusa zonke lezilwane enhlizweni yakho.
But if you allowed anger in your life, if you allowed stubbornness in your life, then the spirit of that tiger and the spirit of that frog enters into you.
We thank you, the Lord, for this word.
Siyabonga uNkulunkulu ngaleli zwi.
You know, it can be something that you just hear and maybe seem far from you. You can say, well, it's going to be, you hear, it's going to be like hot like an oven, it's going to burn. But you don't see it relevant to you at the moment. And that's why, people, it's serious. And we must take it serious because we don't know when that day will be upon us.
Ingakho kumele ukuba sithathe bemqoka lento bazalwane ngoba sazi ukuthi loba nini lolu suku olunzima
kithi. And it's not only because of that day that comes, but the Lord wants to use you. He doesn't want you to wait for that day. He wants to use you today.
Hayi ukuthi kulolu suku liyofika likulimaze ngoba iqonde lolu suku kodwa okuyinhloso yakhe yena ufuna ukuba kusebenzise wena.
He warns you that today you wake up, today you do something about it. Don't waste your time. You'll never, ever be this age you are today. You'll never get that day again. So that's why the Lord speaks to us like this. He
says,
wake up. And that's why these things are written. Asaph was walking on a certain way. For him it seemed also far away. Look at the evil people. Look how they make progress. How look how things are going well with
them.
Friends, if you take something which is far, bring it close to you. Go on your knees. Go on your knees. Bring it close and say, Lord, what would happen if it's today? And Asaph said, oh, my eyes were opened when I saw the end of these people. Our eyes should be opened when we hear these words, where God warns us that this day is coming, and you don't know when, you don't know how, but don't be misled. It can happen at any time in your life.
Kumele kuba mehlethu avuleke lapho uNkulunkulu esixwayisa ukuthi lo lusuku luyasondela lo lusuku luseduze oluvutha njengeziko kumele sivuke emaqandeni.
Young people, nina abantu abasha, use your time. God's warning you. He's telling you so clearly, this thing is going to happen. Don't do it.
Sebenzisani ithuba lenu. UNkulunkulu uyasho ukuthi le nto izokwenzeka. Akashayinje umoya, akagadle umoya. Ngakho ke kumele kube khona okwenzayo, kwenze.
And you know, if you live in sin, if you don't overcome sin, it is like your life is in an oven.
Uma uphila esonweni, ungasinqobi isono. Impilo yakhe ifana nokuthi phakathi esijweni sika haven.
You know how you are in anguish. You know how you are troubled even at night. You can't sleep because of these very things that are troubling you.
Uyazi ukuthi namanje kunzima kanjani kuwena, usekuhluphekene ongakanani, ziyakuhlupha lezi zinto, awulali nasebusuku, usekuhluphekene.
Because you mix things. You don't go full out for the Lord. You don't go give your everything for him.
Ngoba wena uyasheba, awukwazi ukuthi uphumele obale gqame, ube sobala ukuthi umthanda kangakanani uNkulunkulu.
You can say, oh, look at that person. Hey, look, he even got a stove. He got a fridge just for nothing. He just went inside and he took it. And now it says, look at even the chairs and the couches that person got. Just in an instant. Look how well he is off. Look what his house looks like. How beautiful.
Kuningi okudonsa amehla abantu abanye badonswa nje indlu hawu sibanibani unehlalwe nje endlini yakhe hawu nestofe sinjena awubuke ihlala kuzona yena konke ngathi kumhambela kahle
kakhulu wena uhlele emakhaya uyababona ukuthi hey benzana ababi nawe uyabahagela uthi hey nami ngangcono ngahamba ngathathela istofi noma iwashing machine noma into ethize imbhede awu uyabona inhliziyo yakho.
It is always like that, even those that are at home. The way how they are, the way how they've seen other people helping themselves, going to shops, looting, taking things, stove, washing machines, and then maybe you are jealousy, you want also to do the same. Maybe you didn't do it because you say to yourself, I'm a Christian.
You know what goes in your mind. When you see your neighbor and your neighbor's wife or your neighbor's husband. And you know why? Because your life is on the wrong way. And like Asaph, may God open your eyes. Because maybe sometime already, you haven't been in church. You don't go to church.
Uyakwazi okuhluphayo omunye uthathwa ekungena kwamakhelwane abone izindlu zabo abone ukuthi banane uthatheke njengo Asafa naye kanakanga wahawukela izinto zabanye abantu wabuka ukuthi baphila kanjani wabuka ukuthi baphumelela kanjani empilweni.
Asaph was drawn by what other people were saying. That's the worst thing. People say what they want. Talk is cheap, the English say. But they say, and now suddenly, you are drawn because you want to be like that. You want to live, and you've forgotten what God wants of you.
Ingakho Asaph wadonswa izinkulumo zabantu. Abantu bayakhuluma. Yini abantu abangeke bayikhulume? Baningi abadonseka kanjalo. Donswa izinkulumo zabantu, bakholwa ukukhulunywa abanye abantu. Awubheki usibanibani uthe, usukholwa yilokho nawe.
And always remember, a person that talks a lot,
kumbula, umuntu okhulumela futhi,
and is arrogant, as we've heard,
futhi hawukela izinto zabanye abantu,
who is proud, he talks a lot, and when you look at what he's done in his life, what he's got right in his life, it is empty.
Ukhuluma kakhulu, ukhulumela futhi, kanti ngaphakathi kuyena akukho lutho.
And they speak of the big plans they will make and what they will do and what they will build and what they will plant. What we will plant. And when you look and see what have they got right, nothing.
Aw ukhuluma kakhulu awubheke nje ukuthi bane banento eyizini kanjani banelela istofu sokupheka sinjeyana banelela ihlobo lwebhodwe abazokwenzani ngalokho ithatheke ingqondo yakho ngalo ndlela thathwe lezo zinto
yabona umuntu usehlathini fohlo fohlo usehlathini nje uthanda kabi ukukhuluma abheka ngepha abheka ngapha njengasehlathini ashayikhana ngapha ayiqhenya ngalokho ozokwenza akhipha amaplani, aqaqobule amaplani. Kodwa uma ubuka impilo yakhe, ngithi hey wentaka baba, awungikhombiseke ikabishi lakho. Awungikhombise nje isihlahla sakhe sodwa wasitshala ekhaya. Akakwazi nokukhomba lutho. Yabona unjalo, sehlathini.
That is how it is like with people that are, so to say, in a bush. They talk a lot. They can say a lot. And then if you come back to them and say, hey, as you talk so much, just show me what have you done? What have you got?
Bukani uba mfundisi, uNkulunkulu benza kanjani? Namhlanje mawusithatha isivakashi. Uthi bukani, awudingi nokukhuluma negama elodwa. Uzomkhoma uthi buka la. Buka la. Ngena la. Phuma la. Uzomangala negama elodwa nje. Imsebenzi iyakhuluma.
Imsebenzi yomuntu yamlandela. We can look and take after what Baba Mfundisi has done. What Baba Mfundisi has got. You don't need to talk a lot. You just take the visitors. You show them around. You tell them what is happening. You don't have to talk. The works themselves, the work, they can just say, they can just tell the story, the good story, what has happened behind whatever he did.
Why was a man who understood and the Lord took hold of him and saying, the day is coming, that my day is coming, wake up.
Ingakho, ingani kube njena na, ukuba le ndoda yalalela, yasebenza, kusenethuba, ukuthi siyeze sami isikhathi, angisebenze kusemanje, namhlanje, sesidlithele.
And now the Bible says a wonderful word. The Son of Righteousness will rise up in your life. Think about it. It's indescribable.
Ilanga labalungileyo liyokhanya phezu kwabo. Akuchazeki lokho.
And you become have wings, wings that can fly. Wings, you feel your life is different when that Son of Righteousness rises above your life. And listen to him.
Uyezwela kunjengamaphiko ungathi ungandiza kulabo abahamba ngokulunga. Lalela nje ubone abakwenzayo bona.
I think in 1974, I came here for the first time. And when I confessed my sin, I came out and I said to myself, I can fly. That's when those wings are lifted up and God does something new in your life.
Yakhumbula ngo 1974 ngifika lapha ngivumiso nozame sengivumile ngeze ukuthi ngandisa manje ngani nakwakudalwa lokho umsebenzi owenzekile enhlizweni yami.
So the Lord wants to come in each and every of our lives. He wants to rise up. That sun wants to rise up and shine upon us. And may his face shine upon all of us.
Ilokhu uNkulunkulu afuna ukwenza, ufuna ukukhipha lona lelo langa ukuba likhanye phambi kwethu, likhanye emehlweni ethu, kwangathi ukukhanya kaNkulunkulu kungabonakala kucwebezela khanye gqama empilweni zethu.
And if the world is as dark as it is, and as if South Africa is as dark as it is, if that Son of Righteousness rises up in our life, in your life, in my life, it'll change everything.
Uma kumnyama kanje nezweni, uma kumnyama kanje ne South Africa, lelo langa lokukhanya kumele ukuba likhanye manje, kubonakale qhame kithini sabantwana bakaNkulunkulu.
Oh, may we experience that the Lord arises anew in our life, creates a new spirit within us that rises up, and that without saying things, as we've heard, people will be able to see your surname is Christ.
Kwangathi uNkulunkulu ngasize ukuba sigqame khanye ukukhanya kwethu kubonakale kube sobala njengoba zwile ukuba uKristu abonakale empilweni yethu.
Let us pray.
Asikhuleke.
Lord Jesus.
Nkosi Jesu.
May we take stock of our life. May we, like Asaph, come to a point where we go on our knees and say, Lord, I've seen, I've heard, what do you say now? Lord, you've warned us. Because you love us. Because you care for us. The devil wants us to burn. The devil wants to destroy our lives through all these evil spirits that we've heard. But oh, may your Son of Righteousness, our Christ, rise in our lives. And then we'll have wings to fly. To fill this world with your wonderful message of grace and love. Be with us. Go with us ahead into this week. Lead and guide us. With everybody we have to meet up with. Every meeting that we have to be in. May your Son of Righteousness be seen and experienced. Amen.
Amen.